You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. When the pandemic struck, it was uncharted territory for businesses all over the country. There was no one-size-fits-all solutions for economic recovery. But the Juno Economic Development Council is there to help businesses navigate. Welcome back to the show, Brian Holtz, Executive Director. Hello.
Good afternoon, Shirley. Great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for being here today. You're here to share some updates from JEDC, and I think our audience will be pretty eager to hear them. So let's get started. Let's dive right in with tourism this summer. Nobody can miss the cruise ships in port just about every day now. Kind of a weird sight now, but one that was once very familiar. So how far off are we from a normal tourism season?
Well, in terms of visitors this year, we're looking at less than 200,000, and normally we would have, but about a 1.3 million or so. So we're way down, but we're seeing the impacts of these visitors, positive impacts on our economy. We're seeing jobs come back in the summer, not quite to where we have been pre-pandemic. We're about 1,000 jobs shy of where we would normally be, but we are seeing an uptick in jobs returning. So that is good. What is important for people to understand is that the recovery and the impact on businesses is very uneven. So there are some segments of our tourism economy that are having an okay year because they cater to the independent traveler, which has been coming this summer anyway, coming back fairly strongly. It's it's those businesses that cater more specifically to the large cruise ships, those continue to suffer. You know, many of our tour operators, many of our shops downtown that sell those souvenirs that everyone loves to bring back home, a little piece of Alaska from the trip, those businesses continue to suffer for a second year. And it's really, really hard on those downtown businesses.
For those small and or not so small local businesses being very severely impacted, what can they do to hang on?
Well, I think we can do is to the degree we can buy our presents early for our friends and send them a lot of Juno-ness, we should all do that as much as we can. but all joking aside, you know, there have been some assistance programs that have worked pretty well the last year. I think all of us anticipated that 2021 would be back to normal, and it is not yet back to normal. So, yeah, I think there is, the state has a program, I can talk about that now or a little bit later, that is going to start in October. That's going to try to meet some of the needs of this industry, of the visitor industry in general and downtown businesses. But again, we need to be careful about the types of assistance, more targeted in our assistance, because like I said, the impacts are uneven this summer.
The 1,000 jobs or so that we do not have or did not come back this summer, what kind of jobs were those? What happened to the people that did them?
Yeah, so we are, part of what happens in Juno is that we have people coming from outside for jobs, and a lot of those people did not come back. Where we have seen jobs come back are in the seafood industry. They have had challenges bringing and hiring and getting the processing jobs back, but those have come back. But in tourism, we're losing, we're not seeing, that's where the loss of jobs is in services, in restaurants, and in continue to be down. And then of course, in our positions for retail and anything that supports the tourism industry, those have been down. There are sectors in Juno that are strong, like our construction sector has been, as strong as it's ever been last year, and this year has really been surprisingly strong.
Right. Yeah. Apart from tourism, another factor that you and the JEDC look at is housing construction. So what trends are you seeing there, and how does that affect the economic recovery for Juno?
Yeah. So housing is really a challenge. It's been a challenge in Juno for many, many years, just having enough housing. And we have one of the lowest vacancy rates in the state, and lower than average, meaning we simply don't produce enough housing for the demand we have in our community. And that continues. And we're seeing that across the nation. And part of the phenomena that it is occurring is that the population is healthier, we're living longer, and what we anticipated of this downsizing, which I think we hear about, but we really don't see as much as we expect, people don't really downsize. People are living longer in their homes and not giving up their homes. So we're seeing that they're across the nation and in Juneau, our housing stock just isn't large enough. But we're also seeing, to the credit of our business community, our construction community, you know, some of the strongest housing development in years. You know, 2021 is shaping up to be as strong a year in new production of new units of housing as anything we've seen in the last 10 years. I mean, the year's not over yet, but we know that in talking to builders, they are busy and they're producing as much housing as they can. Their housing is expensive, though. The prices continue to go up. And unfortunately, so do apartment rents. We are experiencing the highest rental rates. We have some of the highest rental rates in any urban area in Alaska. And those prices continue to head up. It's supply and demand, and we just don't have enough supply.
And in general, how is the overall recovery in 2021 when you look at all these factors, a not normal tourist year, expensive housing, a little bit of job loss? What are the long-term and short-term impacts, and how is it looking compared to 2020 and 2019?
Well, I think Juneau is, we're fortunate, we're relatively diverse economy. We have state government, federal government, and our local government that have all stayed fairly steady, which is really great for Juneau. Our seafood industry, there's a lot of demand for the products that we have in our region. That has stayed fairly steady. Mining is a really important, very high paying jobs. That has also done well. In fact, we've seen the commodity prices increase through the pandemic. So those jobs are still there. Our arts and culture sector, they are suffering because there just aren't the opportunities that people to go out and enjoy art. And then of course our restaurants and hospitality suffer. But in general, Juneau's economy is okay. You say that, and I say that with a little hesitation because if you're in some sectors like tourism that cater to large crews, you're suffering severely. But in general, most of our economy is holding up pretty well. And I think we're encouraged about what, if we can get through this year and next year is normal, and I feel like we said that a year ago, we'll be okay.
You had given us a good suggestion for helping some of the businesses most severely impacted by the reduced cruise ship passengers coming into town, buying some souvenirs. But there's also an app that everyone can use called Local Frequency, which will also bolster small businesses, local businesses. Would you tell us about that, please?
Yeah, thank you. Local Frequency. So this is directly in response to what is happening with the pandemic, our understanding of our greater appreciation, I should say, of the importance of our small businesses in our community and how many jobs that they hold for us and how many great services they provide. So Local Frequency is an app that you can download on your phone, and it allows you to shop at a local business. And these local businesses, they get an app that provides them a loyalty program that is basically free of charge, that allows them to market directly to local customers. And the brilliance of it is that you as a consumer have one app that you can use in multiple stores. And we've seen the Suwannee Cafe join this month, Layers of Alaska, Song's Sushi, Forno Rosso, the Jack, the Juneau Arts Humanity Council. They have all joined this month as well. And we're continually adding new businesses. All the money that you spend on that app can only be spent at local businesses, and it supports our local economy.
And there's a personal benefit as well. When you spend money through the app, you get a little bit of money back.
That's right. There's a reward for you. You earn local dollars. And so every time you spend, and it's up to the business to how much, they'll give you 1%, 2%, 3%, 5%. Depending on each business and their offers. But yes, they will reward you with funds that you can then use only at participating businesses. So it's a way for businesses to encourage you to come back to them and also go to their brother businesses throughout our community.
Now, how is the app catching on so far?
It is, it's going great. It's, of course, we want this thing to go faster and faster, but we have over 700 citizens here in Juneau that have downloaded the app and that are participating. And that number just keeps going up in the right direction. So if you haven't used the app, just download it, super easy to use. And then if you know a business that you like and you want them to participate, let us know at JDC, or just go to that business and ask them, hey, are you participating in the local frequency? And then they can reach out to us and then we can get them onto the program.
Okay, well, thank you so much for those updates. We're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about one of the programs that JEDC is involved in, the First LEGO League, which is starting in our elementary and middle schools. Remind our listeners, what is FIRST an acronym for?
It's for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. So that's a national program. It's actually an international program, the Juneau Economic Development Council. We run this program throughout the state of Alaska. In every school district that is interested in the program. It's part of our science, technology, engineering, and math skills development. The STEM skills are important skills for problem solving and collaboration. And the research is pretty solid that if you have strong STEM skills, science, technology, engineering, math skills, you will do better in your work life. People that have strong those skills. And it doesn't mean you have to go become an engineer, but by having those skills, you tend to do better in problem solving and being a good employee in those businesses. So the first is an opportunity, LEGO League is an opportunity to get kids engaged in these activities through playing and working with and competing with robots. So they build the robots, they form a team. Every elementary school, every middle school in Juneau has teams. You just need to talk to people at your school, your teachers at your school, ask them about where the team is, if you want your kid to get involved. And then these teams meet, they have coaches. We need coaches. We need volunteers in the community to help serve as coaches. And then they have a series of competitions throughout the year, and that could even lead to national and international competitions.
And what's the connection between the Juneau Economic Development Council and the First LEGO League? How do their activities support or advance your organization and its mission and its goals?
So, you know, the economy is about people, and that people that have heard me talk before, well, hopefully have heard that before, right? That is the sole purpose of economic development, is so that we can all do better for ourselves and thrive in this world. So critical skills that we've identified that are needed in the workplace and that assist people to do well in the economy are the science, technology, engineering, math skills. And there are many ways to support them. We do activity, we do summer camps, we do teacher training activities. But one fun way to engage kids in a way that they don't even know that they're learning necessarily these skills is to have them engage with on these robotics teams. So they're having fun. And we all know that while they're having fun, they're also learning important skills.
Also important, how is the league working to keep the younger and unvaccinated students safe from COVID-19?
That's a fantastic question. Yeah, we take all the precautions. Unless you're in middle school, you might have a chance to get vaccinated. So the teams all participate with masks. Last year, we ran the entire season virtually. This summer, we did summer camps in person with success. And so this year, we're planning to participate in person. We're going to play that. We're going to watch that closely as the year unfolds. But yes, this is an activity where the kids can come together with their masks on to practice and collaborate with their teammates, just like any other sport that you could imagine.
And I understand you could also use some volunteers to help out with the LEGO League. Where can people find out more information about how to volunteer?
Yeah, so the best place is to contact Allison here at the Juneau Economic Development Council. If you could just go to our website at jdc.org, you will see links to our First Robotics program and let us know. And we need volunteers for different roles. We need some that are coaches of these teams, which is a lot of fun. If you have any engineering background and you enjoy robotics and a little bit of programming, that would be fantastic. And then we just need people that will want to volunteer for our events. And we have a big event in December, which is a tournament in Southeast Alaska here. And we need judges for that event. That's a one-day event. And there's another day that we train you up on all you need to know. So as we move forward, all of these successful events, as you know, take a lot of hands to make happen. This robotics league, we put on 27 tournaments throughout the state of Alaska. We will this year. All of them are run by volunteers.
Brian Holtz, Executive Director of the Juneau Economic Development Council. Thanks so much for being here with me today and answering all of my questions. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we say goodbye?
No, I just want people to know that there are grant opportunities out there for businesses, new ones coming along. Subscribe to our newsletter and just keep your ear out. We'll try to keep the community informed as those opportunities emerge. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Brian. Take care.